We're continuing the shiur on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Hilchas Dayonim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Beis. Rav Nelson Zal says, Nimtza, based on that chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Reish Pei, chapter 280, which we just summarized briefly, Shehadayonim hayoshvim ala mishpat lifsoig din Torah, Heim tzrichen lahalois ulesaken mashikilkalu elu habaleidinim. That the judges who are sitting in judgment to try to come up with a judgment to decide between the two litigants in front of them, these judges actually also have to elevate and rectify what these two litigants have damaged. Meaning, Dahainu Sheheim Loi Kishru Es Esek Hamasu Matan Ela Toira. The fact that these litigants are coming to court shows that it's very possible that they did not connect their business to the Torah. Ki'ilu Ein Be'esek Hamasu Matan Shum Toira. They were conducting their business in such a way as if there's no Torah related to it. Torah you learn in the Beis Medrash. You go out to work, it's a completely different thing. One has nothing to do with the other. Some people are under that mistaken impression. Viato, and now, Nenshu, these litigants have been punished that a situation came up which is forcing them to go to a Din Torah, Shetzrichen Lovoi Lefnei Adayonim, whereby they have to come before these judges, Lifsoik Lohem Din Torah, for the judges to establish Torah law regarding this situation. Utsrichen Lefaresh Kol Hoesik Beprotius. And these litigants now have to explain exactly what they do, what they did, what their business is all about. Kol ma she'over b'neihem, whatever went on between them. B'chol esek hamasumatan, regarding this whole business. Val zeh poisken lohem din Torah. And based on the information that the litigants give over, these rabbis will conclude with a psak halacha, with a decision. Uvozeh marin lohem. And through this, these people, the litigants, are being shown she'enoi kedaitom, that it's not like they originally thought, she'loi rotzu lekasher hamasu matne la'Torah, whereby they did not want to make the connection between their business and the Torah. Ke'ilu ein shum Torah chas v'shalom hamasu matne, as if there is no Torah in their business transaction. They left the Torah behind in the Beis Medrash. Then they got on the train or whatever it is. They went to work. And at work, it's a whole completely different world. That's what they thought. Loichenhu. But now they've been shown that that's not the case at all. Ki hinchem royim beinechem. Because you see with your own eyes, shekol hamasu matenhu Torah. That your entire business is connected to the Torah. Ki haloyato Hadayonim poiskem lchem din Torah al kol esek hamasu matan shover b'neihem. Because now these rabbis, these judges, are making a decision, a din Torah, regarding the entire business transaction that went on between these two people. Va'oisin mikol esek masu matan shalem Torah. And the rabbis are taking the whole business and connecting it to the Torah. Ki be'emes kol hamasu matan hu kuloi Torah. Because in reality, all business is really Torah. As Rabbi Nezal explains over there, it's all about rectifying sparks that have fallen. And the only way to go about it sometimes is through business, through work. Ayin shom kol ze b'mkoy me'anal. Study this over there in chapter 280 Likutei Moran. Mevoyer kol ze heitev. There, Rabbi Nezal explains this concept very well. Nimtza, we see therefore, shehadayonim tzrichen lasik mikol ho'esek v'amasumatn shabalidinim Torah l'sakein mashikilku abalidinim kanal. That these judges, these rabbis, have to take that whole business transact, the whole business issue, and convert it to Torah, connect it to the Torah, in order to rectify what these litigants messed up by thinking that the Torah had no involvement in their business. V'alkein hadayonim nikroim elokim. This will explain why in the Torah we find that judges are referred to sometimes as elokim. Kama shekosov, as it says in Parshas Mishpatim, ad ho elokim yovo idvar shnehem. This disagreement between these litigants should be brought before Elokim, meaning before the judge. And the Gemara learns out from the fact that it says the word Elokim there three times, this teaches us that the minimum size of a court is three judges. Because this is really what's behind what the judges are trying to accomplish. Shetzrichen legalois ho elokus hashoichin b'chol dovor u'b'chol esek sheboilam. Their mission is to reveal the spirituality that's found, that's hidden in every single thing in the world. U'b'chol esek sheboilam, and in every single business in the world. Shehu hatoyrah shemalubosh b'chol dovor sheboilam. This spirituality is actually the Torah that is hidden in every single thing in the world. Shemishom ikar b'riyas hadavar v'kiyumay v'chiyusay. And the Torah is really what was behind the creation of that business and its existence and its ability to thrive. Ki ba'oiraiso boro kutshe b'richu alma. Because Hashem created the entire world with the Torah. As the pasuk says, "Vo'eheye etzloi omoin." I was an omoin to him, and the Zohar Kodesh says, "Al tikri omoin elo uman." Don't read the word omoin; read it uman, which is spelled the same way. Uman means a craftsman, a blueprint. Va'toiro hi kula elokus. We know that the Torah is wall to wall Hashem. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are all one. Ki al yidei ha-Torah shekiblu Yisrael nizgala elokusoi hashoichin b'chol dovor ha-machayo isoi. Because it's through the Torah which the Jews received on Har Sinai, that's what reveals to us, that's what shows us the Hashem that's found inside every single thing and what that sustains everything. V'tzorich kol odom leida ulahamin tomid b'muna shleimo shebechol dover sheboilam afilo b'chol iskei choil b'kulam melubosh chiyus elukus shehu oisiyas ha-toira ha-mechayim ha-kaimis ha-dover. And each and every single Jew needs to realize and believe with 100% faith that in every single thing in the world, even the most mundane things, even the least holy things, in all of them is hidden Hashem in the form of the letters of the Torah which sustain that item and give life to that item. V'zeh ikar esek hamasu matan. And this is really what's behind all business that's being transacted. It's all about elevating and extracting the holy sparks that have fallen into those places, which come in the form of the letters of the Torah that are hidden in that particular business. Whether it's a factory, whether it's a bakery, whatever it is. Ki yodua, because it's a known fact in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, shehaklipa koidemes lapri b'chol dvorim agashmiim, that the husk precedes the fruit in all physical things, in all materialistic things, afilu shel heter. Even if we're talking about something that's kosher, that it's 100% kosher and permissible, there also, there's a klipa surrounding it. There's a tumah, a klipa, a husk that surrounds it. Hachiyus sheboi, and the life of that item, kolzman she'ein malin u'mekashrenoi se'el ha-toira, so long as we don't succeed in attaching that thing to the Torah, Azai hachius hu bebechina shvira, then the spiritual life of that item is considered to be in a state of dishevel, broken. It's in a state of disrepair. Shehu bechinas oisiois venitzoitzois hanefulim. This is the concept of letters and sparks of kedusha that have fallen mishviras kelim. From the original Shviras Kelim, from the when Hashem first created the world, and the vessels that were intended to contain the light of Hashem couldn't hold it, and they broke apart from that Shviras Kelim. She'odom Arishon hayotzorech lesaknam. And Odom Arishon had a mission. His mission was to repair those broken vessels. Vayidei chetoy, however, unfortunately, as a result of his sin, Niskalkalu Yoiser. Not only didn't he repair those broken vessels, but they got even more broken. Things got worse. Vakoil tzorich tikun. And therefore everything requires repair. Vekoidem atikun. And before the repair is accomplished, azai hachius hu bebechinas oisias venitzoitzois hanefulin vashvurim. Before the tikkun is achieved, the letters that are found and the holy sparks that are found in all of these things are broken letters, are letters that are and broken, fallen sparks. Kihem rechoikim adayin misharoshon, because at this point they are still very far away from their roots, from their source. V'nimshach aleihem hashefa v'hakiyum. And they draw upon themselves sustenance and their ability to exist, me Hashem Yisborach, from Hashem, behelem godol, in a very hidden way. The spiritual life that Hashem sends them comes in a very, very hidden form. V'hakoil toloi b'maisei ha'odom bo'ilam hazeh. And all of this is dependent on us human beings in this physical, materialistic world. Shayidei sheho'odom oisik b'masumatin be'emuna. By a Jew conducting business in a kosher, proper manner. U'mekasher machshavtoi el ha'toyra b'shas masumatin. And the Jew makes sure to attach his mind to the Torah even while he's doing business. We've spoken about this in the past. This was one of the things that I heard long, long time ago, when I first came to Breslov, here in Eretz Yisrael, I heard it from one of the leaders, Rebbe Yechaim Rosen, Zichron Evrocha, who mentioned the famous Gemara that says, Godoil hanenem yegia kapov, yoyser miyirei shamayim, that a person who supports himself, person who benefits from the fruit of his own labors, he doesn't have anybody else supporting him, is better than a yirei shamayim, than a person who's just wall-to-wall religion, learning full-time, Yiddishkeit, spirituality full-time. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara proves it from two psukim, because the Gemara says the pasuk that speaks about anenem yegia kapov says, yegia kapecho kisoichel ashrecho v'toivloch, that if you support yourself, then fortunate are you, number one, ashrecho v'toivloch, and it's good for you. Whereas by a yirei shamayim, the pasuk just says Ashrei Yirei Hashem. Fortune. It doesn't say Ashrecha v'toivloch. So many of the Meforshim ask, just because the guy is supporting himself, the Torah writes Ashrecha v'toivloch, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'toichlo ba'olam haba, he gets such a big reward just for that alone, just for going to work, being a good boy and going to work. And one of the explanations that's given is that note the pasuk that's brought, and note the wording, hanenem yegia kapoy, a person who benefits from the labor of his hands, meaning we're referring to a Jew who goes to work the right way. His hands, his body is involved in the work. His mind, his brain, is still completely connected and devoted to Hashem. His mind is plugged into the Torah. He don't forget Hashem for a minute. He remembers to daven Shacharis. He remembers to daven Mincha, whether he's at work or before work or after work. He remembers to make a bracha. He remembers to bench, to say Birkas Hamazon after he ate lunch. It's not like he left Hashem behind in the synagogue or in the Beis Medrash. And now when he's at work, he's an animal. He's an animal. He's a goy. I once heard a supposedly very successful businessman from the Five Towns who met with me, a high-quality person, a real high-caliber Baltstucker, a person with many qualities. But he was pouring his heart out, and he was saying, Rabbi, were it not for the Torah, I'm an animal. That's the word that he used to describe himself, an animal, you know. So the Meforshim explain, Yegia kapecho ki soichel. If when you're working, your hands are at work, your body is at work, but your mind is still dedicated and devoted and connected to Hashem, ashrecha v'toivlach. And then the question was asked, but hold on a second. What about, that's fine for people who are working, doing very simple mechanical work. There are people, for example, I know a batim macher here in Yerushalayim, a person who's involved in making batim for tefillin and ritzuas, who learns about 12 to 15 hours a day while he's working. His hands are doing the batim and the ritzuas mechanically. He's been doing it for 40, 50 years, and he's got the headphones on, and he's going from shir to shir. He's learning hours and hours a day. But what about a person whose work requires mental concentration? He must have his brain, and he's doing calculations, other things. What about that person? And the answer is that even that person, it's brought that the brain has two sections. There's the chitzonius and the pnimius. So that even a person who has to apply his brain in the work he's doing is allowed to apply the chitzonius of his moyach to his brain. But there's a certain pnimius of the moyach, there's a certain inner portion of the brain which is reserved only for Hashem, Torah, Ruchnius, etc., etc. It don't get involved in the work that he's doing. Sure, he's thinking, he's concentrating, but there's a split there going. There's two sections of the brain. And one part is always plugged into Hashem, always plugged into the Torah, will never forget to daven mincha, to put on tzitzit. All the different religious requirements are always active, ongoing, by that pnimius of the moyach, pnimius of the machshava. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal's talking about over here also. Shaydei she'odam oisik b'masumatn b'emuna u'mekasher machshavtoi el ha'toyra b'shas ha'masumatn, and a person sees to it, regardless of what kind of work he's doing, that some significant part of his brain is connected to the Torah when he's doing business. So that again, when a person puts let's say somebody makes a presentation, they're offering him a business deal. The first thing he looks at is not the back of the page, how much money can I make on this? The first thought that comes to his mind, is this Alpi Torah? Is this permissible? Is this advisable? Based on the Torah, based on Yiddishkeit. Is this something I should get involved in or shouldn't? How much money I'm going to make? That's a second issue or a third issue. Issue number one, is this something Hashem would want me to do? If not, who cares? Who cares if it's $1 million or a billion? Who? It's a joke. It's toilet paper. It's nonsense. Compare chas v'shalom, if it's going to cause me to go against Hashem, chas v'shalom. If it's going to cause me to cross a red line in my Yiddishkeit. Ayideizeh, when a person is conducting business that way, ayideizeh male umevarer hanitzoitzeis sheba masumatn, that person succeeds in elevating and extracting, rescuing those holy sparks that are found in whatever business he's conducting, whether it's in the buildings, the real estate buildings, or the baked goods, whatever it is. Umenase umeremoisam lemekoimam visharosham. He actually elevates those sparks and restores them to their proper place, to their original source. Va'oisa mehem Torah, and he converts them into, he makes Torah out of them. Aval zeh she'okar hamasumat mena Torah, whereas, the opposite case, the person who detached his business dealings totally from the Torah. No Torah involvement whatsoever in his business. V'loy kisher machshavta el Torah b'shas masumatan. He did not bind his brain, his thoughts, to the Torah while he was conducting business. Azai onshoy shetzorech lovoy lifnei adayonim. His penalty is that he ends up having a situation where he has to come before the court, before the rabbis, ulesaper lifneim kol esek masmatan, and unfold before them, reveal, tell them all about his business. Vehem oisim izeh Torah, and they take his business and they analyze it through the eyes of the Torah. They're seeing the Torah in every aspect of this guy's business. And by doing this, they're showing him what his mistake was, what his fault was. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 280 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein hadayonim nikroim elikim. Now you could understand why judges, these rabbis, are called Elokim. What are they, Hashem? They're not Hashem. Why are they called Elokim? Ki heim megalin ho elokus shehu ha-toira ha-neelam b'chol davar. Because their mission is to broadcast Hashem, to reveal the Hashem, the Torah, that's found in every single thing, v'ois mizeh Torah. And they make Torah out of cookies, out of real estate, out of nursing homes, they make Torah out of all of it. Ki heim poiskim din Torah al esek choyel shel masumatna gashmi shovar b'shenoshim. Because they come out with a psak din, a psak halacha, a judgment, a Torah judgment regarding this seemingly secular item that's not, doesn't, this gashmius item that was transacted between these two individuals. Nimtza shehim oisim Torah midvorim gashmiim shel choyel. So these rabbis are actually making Torah out of gashmius, out of business, things like that. V'ha-Torah hi elokusoi v'achdus yisboro. And we know that the Torah is Hashem. The Torah is spirituality. V'alkein heim nekroim elikim. That's why these judges are called elikim. Paragraph Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. V'zeh shedigdiko ha-Torah. And this is why the Torah is very specific in Parshas Mishpatim when it says the following. Al kol dvar pesha, al shoyer, al chamoyer, al se, al salmo, al kol aveda, asher yoyimar ki hu zeh, ad ho elokim yovoy dvar shneyem. Regarding any scenario that involves anything, and the Torah gives a whole list of different possibilities regarding all of this, wherever there'll be a disagreement, bring it to the judges, bring it to court, bring it to Elokim. Hainu, shehatoro megalalonu umoidaslonu beklalu beprat. The Gemara shows us over there, the Gemara in analyzing this pasuk tells us that this pasuk is an example of a klal and a prat. And then a klal. It starts off with the words al kol dvar pesha, regarding any situation of conflict. That's a klal. That's a general term, right? That's a very broad term. Then it says al shoyer chamor. Boom, boom, boom. It lists a whole bunch of details. And then it goes again. It says asher al kol aveda asher yomar ki uzeh. And regarding any lost article that a person, you know, any situation. Again, a klal. So Rav Nosson says, "Hainu shehatoyra megale umoido eslanu beklal uprat v'chozar v'kolal." The Torah shows us by starting off with a generalization, then getting into very specific details, and then going back and generalizing again. Shebekol hadvorim sheboilam. That in everything in this world, in everything in existence, there is the spiritual life of Hashem that's inside of it, that gives it life and sustains it. And this is what the whole concept of Hebrew law, of judgment, is really all about. Kedei lachzor ulohavi kol hadvarim shebeneim ad holikim. To bring back all the disagreements, all the litigation, all the differences between these two people, to bring it all back to Hashem, to Elokim. Shehim hadayonim shepoiskim al kol asokim. This refers to the judges who will issue a judgment regarding all the business that was transacted between them, din Torah, a judgment of the Torah. Va'isim mikol iskem Torah kanal. And these rabbis convert. They take the whole business thing and run it through a program called Torah. Ubaze anu royim. And through this process, we all see shebechol hadvarim shebo'ilam yesh elokus shua Torah. That in everything in this world, there is Hashem, there is Torah. Vezehu shehizkira ha-Torah roiv dvarim shebo'ilam beprotius. And this is why the Torah went on to mention the majority of things, possible examples, in detail. Shehem al shoyer, al chamoyer, al seh, al salmo, v'hashar kololo baklal betfil basoif. Whereas all the rest of the things were included in the general term that's mentioned at the beginning of the pasuk, at the end of the pasuk. Kamei shekosuv, it starts off al kol dvar pesha, which is a big generalization. And then it lists all these specific details, and then it goes again and gives a generalization. Asher yoimar ki hu zeh. Kemo shelomdu rabbi senuz al klal pratu klal mi mikro zeh. As we find in the Gemara actually learns out one of the formulas, one of the 13 formulas by which we expound the Torah from this pasuk. Va'al kulam sima. And then after all of that, after all of those things, after listing all the specifics, it concludes by saying, Ad ho'elokim yovo idvar shneim. That all of it is brought to Hashem. Leida ulehoidia ulehivoda. This is in order for us to know and be informed and inform everybody else, to broadcast to the whole world. Shebekol hadvorim sheboilam, that in every single thing in this, in the materialistic world, bekulam melubash venela melakus yisborach, Hashem is found and cloaked and hidden in all of those things. Vetzorech hakoyel lahalos, and therefore our mission is to elevate everything. Elevate it to where? Ad ho'elokim. Bring it up to Hashem. Bring it all the way up to Hashem. Shehem hadayonim. This also refers to the judges, shenikroim al shem ze elokim, who for this reason are referred to as elokim, because they're the ones who are going to achieve this. They're the ones who are going to show the litigants and show everybody that it's all about Torah. It's all about Hashem. Machmashehem poiskim din Torah, because they give forth a Torah judgment, umegalin ho elokus vahatorah shebechol dovar. And they reveal to us the spirituality, the Hashem, the Torah that's found in every single thing. Paragraph Dalit. U'bishvil zeh tzrichin shiyu shloisha dayonim. Now we'll understand why the minimum court of law is three judges. Ki tikin kol ha'masu matan hu'al yidei shloisha bechinois. Because the tikkun of business, as Rabbeinu Zal defines it over there in chapter 280 in the Likutei Moran, is based on three phases, three steps. Number one, ki tzrichin lekasher pnimius hamachshav la Torah. When a person is involved in business, step one, take your inner brain and plug it into the Torah. The first thing you do when you come into work is not plug in your computer, plug in your brain. Your pnimius hamachshava, plug it into the Torah. Hashem, good morning. You kiss the mezuzah when you go into work. Or if there's no mezuzah there, you say, Hashem, good morning. Before I say hello to my boss, you're the boss. You're the boss of bosses. Ki tzrichin lekasher pnimius hamachshava la Torah. Rak chitzonius hamachshava. The person must make sure to attach the pnimius machshava to the Torah. It's only the outer part of his brain which is also a serious piece of the that's involved in the work. V'zeh tikkun echod. That's the first tikkun. Shehu tikkun ha-machshavo, l'kashra la-toyra kanal. Gam tzrichen la'asay sa-masamaten be'emunah. There's an additional important requirement that a person must conduct business in an honest, trustworthy way. Shelo yishana dibur le'olam, not to change his mind. If he said X, he fulfills X. Not today it's X and tomorrow it's Y. V'yu ha'hein hein, v'halav lav. And his yes should be a yes, and his no is a no. V'zeh tikkun sheni. That's the second tikkun of Masumatan for those who are able to continue. And the actual business that he's conducting, the actual transaction of the work that he's doing, the sale or the purchase, whatever transaction is going on, which is what's actually going to extract those holy sparks from the klipos. That's the third tikkun that's taking place. Ve'elu ha'shloisha tikkunin tzrichin b'chol ha'dvorim sheba'ilam. These three tikkunim have to be performed regarding every single thing in the physical world. Ve'im b'chinas tikkun ha'machshova v'hadibur v'hamaisa. And they correspond to the three levels of thought, speech, and action. How? Ki tzrichin levara ha'nitzoytzes mikul ha'dvorim sheba'ilam. We need to extract and purify, refine those holy sparks, that are found in everything in the world. V'zena salidei guf hamaisa. We said that that is accomplished through the actual transaction. V'ho'esik sho'iskin. V'ho'iskin bo'zeh adover. V'zeh b'chinas tikkun hamaisa. That represents the lowest level tikkun, the tikkun for ma'isa, the tikkun for action. Achiev shelavara hanitzutzoy salidei esek vasiya shoysim kiyam alidei hu'emuna. However, we've learned many times, and Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in Likutei Moharan, that it is impossible to rectify those sparks, to do what needs to be done with them, without emuna. Ki ikar habirur al yodo kemavur abatoyonal. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moharan that the main party that's involved in rectifying these sparks is emuna. It's called emuna, which is another word for the shechina. Ve'ikar hu emuna tluya bahadibur. And we know that faith is dependent on speech. People think I believe in Hashem in my heart. I don't have to say, I don't have to read these prayers and stuff and that. I believe in Hashem in my heart. Bebechinas, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Oidia emunascha befi. I display my faith with my mouth through tefillah and Torah. Ubefrat le'inyan masumatna, especially when it comes to conducting business, She'ikar ha'psak shla din Torah hu kefi hadvorim she'yotzu mipiv b'shas hamas umatn. Because we know that when it comes to business, very often what's going to determine how the judges render a decision is going to be based on what did you say? Exactly what did you say at the time you were doing the transaction? It's the dibur that's defining exactly how the transaction was supposed to be. She'ikra psak shla din Torah hu kefi advorim shiyotzu mipiv b'shas hamasumatn. V'alkein hu emuno hu bechinas tikkun adibur. And that's why the emuna that's involved in all of this relates specifically to the tikkun of the speech, the dibur. Aval gam lo emuna ein koyach levar hanitzoytzois kim al yidei ha-Torah. However, even emuna by itself is not a strong enough spiritual force to help rectify these sparks. It requires the Torah. Dehainu alidei shemekasher machshavtoi latoira b'shas asiyas hamasumatan. By the person really binding his thoughts, his brain, to the Torah while he's transacting the business, that's what protects the emuna, that it should not become spoiled or harmed in any way. And that's what gives the emuna the ability to sort out and rectify these sparks. However, without the power of the Torah, without the person being connected to the Torah, tiskalkel emunosoi biatzmoi, a person who just has emuna but is not plugged into the Torah, when a person like that goes out to work, it's very easy for him to get lost over there, to get swallowed up by the non-Jews or the non-observant Jews, or by all the hullabaloo that's going on in the business that he's doing. And not only will this person not succeed in rectifying the sparks, afgam yeshane ve'yachlev diburoi, but rather this person will lie, he'll change his words, I didn't say that, I didn't mean that, ve'yifkoy memunosoi, and he'll spoil his faith. He'll mess up his faith. The word emuna means faith, and the word emuna means trustworthiness. He will burn his trustworthiness, because when people see people are doing business, and they see that, I know exactly what he said. There were 3-4 people, and everybody agrees he said this. And now the guy's coming a few, I never said that. I never agreed to this. I never said you're going to get the whole commission, maybe twice. Who said what? As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, chapter 280, Ayin Shem, look over there, that when a person chas v'shalom doesn't keep his word, again, then he destroys faith. Faith in him and faith in what he represents. If he has a beard and payas, if he's wearing a yarmulke and tzitzis, and people see that his word is not a word, they say, who is your Hashem? What is your religion? What's your religion worth if you don't even keep your word, chas v'shalom? Al kein tzrichen lekasher machshavto yela Torah b'shas asiyas ha'masamatan. Therefore, a Jew must attach his mind, his thoughts to the Torah when he's involved in doing business. This is the third tikkun. We spoke about the tikkun of Maisa and Dibur, and now we're going to Machshava. And then the business is being conducted with perfection, with complete everything, all the ingredients that it needs. Kinestakein Hamachshava v'hadibur v'hamaisa. Because by the person including Torah in his work, he's zecha to make the tikkun of machshava, dibur, and maisa. The Torah is the tikkun of machshava. Vayde emuna shei tikkun adibur. The emuna is the tikkun for the dibur. Vayde birur hanitzutzos shu tikkun amaisa. And through the actual action and activity that he performs in the business, that's the tikkun of the maisa. Ki ikur birur hanitzutzos. Because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that the main rectification of those sparks requires physical activity, physical action, asiya. So you need all three. You need machshava, dibur, and maisa. U'bishvil zeh tzrichen shloisha dayonim. And this is also why we need three judges. In order to rectify these three tikkunim, shepogmu bohem habaleidinim, which the litigants messed up in, alidei shaloi kishru amasomatan b'Torah, through the fact that they did not connect their business to the Torah, v'achshav tzrichen lesaken ze, and now we need to fix this. Al yedei haTorah, through the Torah. Al yedei adin Torah shepoyskna dayonim, through the din Torah which the dayonim give forth. the Choizrin Voice Me'em Asumatin Torah, and they convert, they take the business now and reconnect it to the Torah. And then all three factors get rectified: the machshava, the dibur, and the maisa. Alkein, tzrichin sheyu hadayonim lefochay shloisha. That's why we need a minimum of three judges, dafka specifically, keneged shloisha tikunim, corresponding to the three major tikunim that need to be accomplished in business: the machshava, the connection of the machshava to Torah; the dibur, making sure that what comes out of a person's mouth is the truth and the whole truth; and then the maisa, the actual asiyah of whatever transaction is being performed, which also plays a major role in the birur hanitzutzos. Paragraph Hey, v'ze b'chinas sholosh kedoshos. And with this, we understand also the concept of kodosh, 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 that we have in Kiddusha, we have in many places in the Torah and in our tefillah. Ki inyin zeh hu b'chol advarim sheboilam. Because what we're speaking about here regarding conducting business also applies to everything in the physical world, everything in the materialistic world. Ki kol ma shehodam oise, because everything that a human being is involved in this world, hein achilu ushtia, whether it's eating and drinking, oy eze malocha veisek, or any kind of work a person's doing, or any business, bekulam tzrichin shloisha tikunim anal. These three tikunim must be involved, must be playing a role in what the person's doing. Dehainu, again to review, number one, lekasher machshavto el haTorah shemalubish b'sedavor, for the person to attach his thoughts, his brain, to the Torah that's found in whatever he's doing. Number two, uleschazek be'emuna yesera, and to fortify himself with powerful emuna, lahamin shehakoyel meito yisporach, to believe that everything is from Hashem. And by including those two ingredients, the Torah and the Emunah, they will ensure that whatever action he's performing, whatever transaction or action or baking or cooking, that that activity will result in the Birur Hanitzutzos, sorting out and fixing up the sparks. And when a Jew is zoicha, that everything that he does throughout the entire day and week and year is in the form of these three levels of holiness, through this the person becomes sanctified, the person becomes holy with all three levels of holiness. Shem kedusha samachshava v'hadibor v'amaisa kanal. His thoughts, the words that come out of his mouth, and the action, the activity. V'azai nisale kedushasa yisporach lemala. And then that person's holiness, I'm sorry, and then the holiness of Hashem is elevated. Bebechinas sholosh kedushos, as we proclaim, kadosh, 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 Hashem. Because our activities down below on earth have a direct effect on what's going on upstairs. So when we are elevating sparks down here, Hashem is experiencing an elevation up there. And then it becomes revealed and broadcasted that the entire world is full of Hashem's glory and honor. Because we show that in every single thing in the world is found Hashem. Vezehu, and this is what the pasuk says: Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos, Meloich Olor Etz Kevoidoi, Shaydei Sholosh Kedushos. by us turning on those three light bulbs, those three kadoshes. Dehainu, alidei she'odom mekadesh atzmoy b'sholosh kedushas. Now, by a Jew sanctifying himself with these three aspects of holiness, by sanctifying his thoughts, plugging in his brain to the Torah, his speech, speaking with emunah, speaking in a trustworthy manner, his action, whatever action he's doing, he's being careful not to transgress any of the laws of the Torah. Through this, Hashem's holiness is elevated up on high. As we say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. And not having that, and through this, it becomes revealed that Hashem's honor and glory fills the entire world. Through this, we reveal that Hashem is found in everything. That the entire world is full of Hashem's honor. Now you'll understand also why the Gemara tells us that everything about the Torah is three. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 80, Brich Rachmana, blessed is Hashem, deyohiv lon uryot lisa, who gave us a triple Torah, Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, B'yoyma Tliso, on the third day, Hashem told them, prepare yourselves for 3 days, Al Yedei Tliso, through the third child, Moshe Rabbeinu, who had an older brother and sister, Aaron and Miriam, V'chulu, etc. And the Gemara goes on, Keneged Sholosh Bechinoi Sanal. This corresponds to Machshava Dibur Maisa. This corresponds to what people going out to work have to achieve. There's a direct connection between the Torah and the people going out to work. The people going out to work, if they're not plugged into the Torah, if they don't have that connection, then they'll end up in court. They'll end up in court. Hashem will show them the Torah in their business. But if they do have the connection, then through the Kadosh, 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 through the great Kiddush Hashem that they achieve, by conducting business the right way, through that they elevate the honor of Hashem in an incredible way. Ki ikar hakedusha al yedei Torah, because the main source of holiness is the Torah. Shemisha mekabeles emuna koyach levare hanitzutzos mikol dover, and it's from the Torah that the emunah receives the power that it needs to rectify the sparks that are found in everything. V'alkein kol ha'sholesh kedushois klulin ba'Torah. And that's why all three aspects of holiness, the machshava, dibur, ma'isa, are all included in the Torah, which is also triple. V'alkein ha'Torah hi mishuleshes b'chol b'chinoseh. This is why the Gemara makes a point of showing us that everything about the Torah is three, Keneged Elu Hasholish Kedushois, corresponding to these three levels of holiness, of Machshava Dibur Maisa, that even a person going out to work has to make sure to maintain. Paragraph Vov, Vize Shenismecho Parshas Matan Torah, Le Parshas Viata Secheze. And this is why we find, interestingly, that in Parshas Yisro, there are two subjects that are written next to each other. One is the Jews receiving the Torah on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments. And shortly before that, right before that, it speaks about Yisro advising Moshe Rabbeinu about how to set up a judicial system, a judicial hierarchy. Shemedaber miminui hadayonim, which speaks about appointing judges. V'chein l'achreha, and so too after the Ten Commandments, shortly afterwards, we move on to Parshas Mishpatim, which is all about Nismach LeParshas Mishpatim. Ukemavur b'medrash, as the Medrash Rabbah says in chapter 30, ki hadayonim hadonim din Torah be'emes, because these judges who are zocher to come forth with a verdict, a proper Torah verdict, heimoisim Torah mikol hadvarim shebo'ilam, these judges create Torah from everything in the world. They show the connection between everything in the world and Torah. Shezeh ikar matan Torah. This is what receiving the Torah from Hashem is really all about. The Torah originally was upstairs. Hashem sent the Torah down here on earth in this materialistic world for us to receive the Torah here in order for us to be able to make all the connections between the Torah and the materialistic world. And that's Iker, Shezeh Iker Matan Torah. This is what the Matan Torah is really all about. Iker Kiyum Ho'ilam. And the whole existence of this world, Al Yedei Shemegalin Shehatorah Mekayemes HaKoil, is achieved through our ability to show that it's the Torah that's sustaining everything. U'bishvil Zeh Ho'yokol Ho'ilam Toluy Ad Shishi B'Sivan. And this is why the Gemara tells us that even though Hashem created the world in 6 days and he put everything in place, the world was still on shaky ground. It was not properly established until the sixth day of Sivan, 2,448 years later. Sheboi Kiblu Yisrael HaTorah, which is when the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai. K'moshom Rabbi Sinzal, as the Gemara explains this in Shabbos, page 88. Ki oz nizgala Hashem Yisborach, ki oz nizgala Hashem Yisborach bores oilam, u'mekayim es oilam. Because that's when it was revealed to everybody that Hashem created the world. That Hashem created the world, u'mekayim es oilam, and sustains the world, al yedei ha-Torah, through the Torah. Shezeh ikar kiyum ho'ilam. That's what really keeps the world going. It's not the stock market, it's not the world financial this, it's not the superpowers, it's not nuclear energy, it's the Torah that's the battery behind the keeping the whole world going. V'chol zeh naseh al yedei hadayonim. And all of this is really shown and broadcasted by the judges. She'oisim Torah mikol advaram anal. Where when litigants come into their country to discuss the stock market or to discuss the bakery or to discuss agriculture, and the rabbis take whatever they're bringing and plug it in, wire it to the Torah. They plug it into the Torah. V'alkei nismecho parshas hadayonim lematan Torah. And that's why Parshas Mishpatim, which is all about the judges and courts and rulings, is written right after the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai, because the true judges in their court, they are what Matan Torah was really all about. It was about bringing the Torah into the world, into the physical world, into the materialistic world, into the businesses, into everything. That's what it was really all about. We'll hold it over here. Before we close, I want to apologize. We're working on little sleep and little food and little energy, so we fade out periodically. It's not the Likutei Halachos, it's only our physical weakness. We hope to get energized again and come back newer and better. That's a shame.